How'd that song go? Like, conductor, doctor. What is it? What is it?
Sing it.
What's your function?
Everybody sing it.
Conjunction, what's your function?
Making a song for all of the children. Come on. Conjunction,
what's your function?
Hey, little kids, get on the train with me. The conjunctions with me, the children. Thank you, I'm Jeff Danger. Legal charters.
Past the bar, you might say.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Boom. Shika laka. Broom. Yeah. Bam. Broom shakalaka is more like it. You see, because his gavel's a broom. All right.
I'm tonight. A sweeping judge. That's what I am.
Oh, yeah.
I sweep this town clean.
All right. Yeah, you do
and
that.
Clean up cat litter. I'm good.
On tonight's meeting of the Friendly Town City Council, we've decided that you guys have been getting away with your bullshit for too long.
Too damn long.
So this week we've decided to call court into session, where all of our city council members, aka comedians, will be called to the stand to defend a crime which is being levied against them by the people of Friendly Town. So your first, you guys ready for your first case? Oh, and after every case, we will have the jury over here. You guys will convene and decide whether or not they are in fact guilty or innocent or not guilty, and Judge Ryan will levy a sentence upon them. Are you okay with that, Judge Ryan?
Sure, whatever. Is there beer at the end of this?
Yeah, there's beer right there if you want
to. Perfect.
Yeah, just remind you. There is beer at the end of this room right over there. Your bartending mayor, Todd.
It'd be a crime not to drink.
Yeah, it'd be a crime. You will all get convicted of not drinking if you don't get something from your bartending mayor, Todd, or at least give it up for him right now. Make his night a good one, because he's being called to the stand shortly as well. Don't worry, no one's getting away with anything tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, your first defendant of the evening, I would like to call attention to our first case, The People versus Carson Barnes.
Swear to tell most of it.
I do.
All right, fine. I do want to apologize to jury. My powdered wig is still the dry cleaner, and all I had left was my Billy Squire fan club wig. anyway, sir, I am terribly disappointed to see you here tonight.
It's good to see you. I like being back here.
It's not your first offense, obviously, and I feel like you owe the jury an explanation. You have been charged once again with possession of a possum with intent to distribute.
That's correct, sir. I mean, it is good possum season right now. It's just, you know, it's just good to stack up on volume, because demand's going to go up eventually, and you don't want to get that price gouge out. So it's good. Economically, it's feasible. So
who the hell are you selling possums to?
Well, just mainly myself, just using for personal reasons.
Do you have a prescription for that possum?
No.
No.
Do I need one?
Well, if you're going to keep it for yourself, personal use, yeah, you're going to need the prescription.
Oh.
I know a guy who can get you one.
Okay. How does one go about getting, to get prescribed possums, what do I need to have? What are my symptoms?
Glaucoma helps. listen, I need you to explain to the jury why you collected these possums from the local Friendly Town Zoo.
Frankly, I thought the pandas needed a little more breathing room, and we had to expand their cage, and possums were next door neighbors, because we all know possums and pandas rhyme, so.
Oh, Lord, I forgot you went to the Friendly Town Public Schools. possums and pandas don't rhyme, and trick question, they're not even next to each other alphabetically. One of them starts with an O, and we know that's opandas. So, anyway, do you have anything you want to say to throw yourself at the mercy of the court?
Look, they are nice opandas and opossums, and oh please, just have mercy on my soul.
Do you have any family in the audience?
Do I? Mom? Dad? They're dead. They're not here.
Really. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Carson here. This is his 57th charge of possession of a possum with intent to distribute. It's notably the first time he's been captured and clothed.
Sucks, right?
I wouldn't use that verb. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it's up to you to decide, does he get sentenced or does he go free?
Come on,
throw
y'all.
The book at him! Guilty!
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 I think the jury has ruled, and we're not throwing books at you because the library hates when we do that shit. we're down to like four. And they're all art of the deal. Fuck it. We're going to throw all of those at you. Go out into the parking lot, tie yourself to the flagpole as you're used to doing, and we will beat you with possums and art of the deal. All right?
That's fair. Thank you.
Fair enough.
I'm glad you're living up to your tough but fair reputation, Judge
Ryan. I am sweeping this town clean.
Yes, yes you are.
Okay, then. Sorry.
Your next case being brought in front of the Honorable Court of the City of Friendly Town, the People versus Captain Todd Lewis.
You can applaud harder for a criminal like that.
This man's been around.
He's been around. He's done some shit. Captain Todd.
That's what they call me.
Just you, actually. You wrote it in pencil on the thing. No one else calls you that.
In time, things will change.
All right. Hey, Captain, question for you. I've been reading your docket here, and I'm concerned, and I just would like for you to take a moment to explain to the good people of the jury exactly what you were doing in the Taco Bell last night with an entire collection of Taylor Swift CDs and mayonnaise.
Well, the real question is, what wasn't I doing?
Hey-o!
This is a court, you know, so it's on the record.
I would also like it to be known that mayonnaise is not an option at Taco Bell. So if you want one, you've got to bring it yourself. The Taylor Swift records were because someone had told me that Taco Bell gives you diarrhea, and I was going to make an art statement, but that person was mistaken because the Taco Bell didn't do anything to upset my stomach at all. The mayonnaise a little bit, but not the Taco Bell.
All right. Now, I also have reports in this police statement here that you were screaming something about NASCAR.
Well, yeah, like... Is that against the rules? I thought it was freedom of speech, you know, to celebrate. I believe it was.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was racism. I misread that.
Oh. I was screaming something about NASCAR. You confused that with.
I just saw race. I didn't go with.
Well, I don't know what direction to take that.
Left. Captain Todd,
yes.
The charge you actually have brought up before us today is tending bar without a decent nickname. Would you care to throw yourself at the mercy of the court and explain why we should allow you to continue tending bar?
Well, I have several nicknames. There's Todwick Von Lewis. There's Professor Todwick Von Lewis. Wilfus calls me other things, too. You guys just have to come down here on a Friday for a change and see for yourself. If you want evidence, I can produce it for you on Wilfus Bar Nights, which is Friday nights. Come on down, you know, have a cold one.
I'm not in the habit of commercial breaks during this courtroom. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, how do you find in the case of Captain Todd Lewis practicing bartending without a decent nickname?
Hold on. I have something for you.
Uh-huh. Screw the jury.
We're going to roll the grits the wheels.
We're rolling from the bench. And you're free to go. Everybody put money in this tip jar. Thank you.
Revolving door kind of courtroom. We have several more cases. Are you guys enjoying your time as a jury so far tonight? For the next case, the court of the city of Friendly Town is calling to the bench and the jury in front of the bench. The People versus Jeff Danger.
How do you plead?
Guilty.
Fair. Do you want to know what for?
I mean, that'd be neat, yeah.
Mr. Jeff Danger, if that is your real name, court records here show that you have been brought in under, this is a disturbing case, you've been charged with attempting to lure a senior citizen into delinquency. Mm. This is different than minors, in that it's just an older person.
I did it. Like, I wasn't attempting anything.
Well, tell them what you did. See if they think you're okay.
Have you ever been to one of those places, like with the old people? Like the old people house? They're not having no fun in there. They want out. They're like trying to get out. Like, that's why they have the locked doors.
Can you explain the oatmeal?
Look, he brought the oatmeal. Okay, he has pockets stuffed with oatmeal. He's been hoarding it for years. And, you know, we saw a slip and slide. It's just two and two make four, man.
Yeah, that. Side note, you're not allowed back at Waterworld. So you had the oatmeal, you had the senior citizens on an unauthorized day trip, apparently. What happened at the strip club?
I wasn't there.
The records say you were. You took them there.
Oh, no, that was a Hardee's. We did get naked, though.
Fair.
I got coupons from it.
I've seen the commercials. That was... So after the strip club / Hardee's, what happened next?
Well, old people get real tired, right?
Yeah, I am. Yes.
Right, yeah. So whenever you get real tired, what do you do?
Sleep.
Snort more cocaine.
True.
Of course, they didn't have any cocaine. I thought it was, what do they call that old white goody powder? It still made my nose numb. Like.
Alrighty, so you're trying to tell me that you're completely innocent of doing anything other than...
It was their oatmeal, it was their goody powder. We didn't even go to a strip club. Like, I don't see what the problem is.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, guilty or innocent?
Innocent.
I heard guilty. I'm tempted. But you know what? You're free to go, young man.
Yay! How you hanging in there?
Yeah.
For the radio recording, he was drinking Red Strike literally that whole time.
I was.
Just so you know, if you're listening to this radio broadcast, aka podcast at home on Friendly Town Radio on iTunes. I know you don't tolerate plugs in your courtroom.
I'll try
resign.
Not to, other than my own book is coming out later this year. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, you got a book? That's nice. Anyway, sure. your next court case being brought in front of the jury is The People versus Jax Porter.
Okay, all right. Listen, Friendly Town is a decent, God-fearing place. Yes, people get sick sometimes. Yes, people need some help, but there's no excuse for you practicing Doctor Who without a license. Explain yourself.
Insurance. I don't need insurance.
You don't?
No, they don't need insurance. That's why I'm here.
Okay,
That's why it's Doctor Who without a license.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so explain then why you grabbed that one guy and threw him in a phone booth and said you wanted to take him through time.
I'm not even sure now.
This is why you need a license to be Doctor Who.
I guess so. I think I got my own prescriptions mixed up this time.
Feels like maybe. Let's look at the other pages on your docket here. What's this about hippie shit?
It cures everything.
Like what?
Well, you just have to sleep with some crystals, and then your
slip
aura
of a crystal once
cleared.
At the Hardee's.
No.
What? Tell me more.
Well, you know, I just make sure I clear their chakras, and then everything's all flowing, they're good, that's the hippie shit, and then you're just so high on everything, you don't notice, you know, not being vaccinated and getting measles.
So are there drugs involved?
No.
You said you were high.
And, high on life.
Oh, that's the worst
high
drug
on
of
crystals.
All. That's the worst drug
crystals.
Of all. Life is a schedule two. That's not good. I'm going to have to make some notes here about that. I'm just writing notes on my page. So, hippie shit again. I just can't get away from it, really. I want to know why you think it's okay to do that in the public park.
Because nobody's stopping me.
Fair.
Until now.
I was going to say, there's obviously a written report about it. Somebody thought it was a good idea to stop you. Why don't you go ahead and tell the people of the jury some tale of woe that makes them feel sympathy for you?
Me in front of you right now? It's pretty pathetic.
Fair. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Jax has been brought before you for the first crime of practicing Doctor Who without a license, and then a bunch of hippie shit. How do you find her? How do you find her?
Really, my loyal patients.
Yeah. Well, this town is nothing if not misogynistic, and once they learn what that means, they're going to hate that too. So I'm afraid we're going to have to sentence you to just a whole bunch of remedial sci-fi classes. There you go. Have fun.
I think the case of Jax Porter deserves another round of applause. You
know,
and Judge Ryan, I understand you taking a stand being the highest person in the highest court, but we here at Friendly Town are not misogynistic. We love broads. I just want to put that out there.
It's dames they can't stand.
Yeah, we can't stand dames. Tootsies just get on our nerves, but broads are the best.
Skirts are okay.
Yeah, I know. Another one of. I have to call my grandfather again for more terms.
How did we end up in the 1920s? Yeah.
I watch a lot of Three Stooges. That's my...
Fair enough.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the High Court recognizes your next case being brought in front of the jury, The People versus John Hurst.
I'm writing your name in all capital letters, John
that,
Hurst.
That is the only way to write my name, actually. Yeah. Like, lower letters are not allowed. They're not legally allowed on my license at all.
Did I ask you anything? No, it's the courtroom, buddy. Hey, John Hurst, I'm looking at your report here, concerned. I want to know why you took 2 bits out of the 8-bit.
Oh. Well, the 2 bits I took out were the 0 and the 1, so the true and the false there. So, like the other 6 bits were not needed. I only need to know. I only have binary to worry about. I only need to worry about. There's only black and white. There's no gray involved in there. The 8-bit allows the gray in there. So only, the only thing that I need is those two bits.
But then you just left everybody else with those shitty 6 bits.
Well, I mean, like they're just gonna have to fend for themselves. I mean, that's how it works.
Now nobody can play Pac-Man. Thank you.
No one.
The other case, the other charge I have against you, I'd like for you to explain yourself on this, is you were arrested, I guess is the word we're looking for.
Arrested?
Yeah, that's why you're in court. I don't know how,
oh,
you, know
shit.
How, don't you know how court works.
Judge Ryan, let me put it this way. This is the best courtroom I've ever been incarcerated in. Just let me, I'm going to put this 5 stars on Yelp.
I agree. I think the exposed electrical wiring does a lot to add the ambiance. Here's what I want you to know about your arrest is that you were in an arcade.
That's right.
And you were apparently playing Centipede non-ironically.
They wouldn't like narc on me on that. They would, like I was, like those centipedes. I shot them and they turned into mushrooms. And then I got the high score. It was like that. I just had to keep going. I only had 1 credit. I wanted to leave that arcade so bad, but I had to keep playing Centipede because that game never ends. Never ends. It's just more centipedes turning into mushrooms and getting the high score. High score. High score. High score. That's all I had. I couldn't leave. I was trapped. I was kidnapped by an arcade machine. That's what happened.
So you're pressing charges against an arcade machine?
Absolutely. I mean, like, yeah, not only that, but everything at Flynn's Arcade at this point.
I do want to note that there is a protection order case coming up later in the court today, and this is the case of the molested missile command game versus you. Did you harm a missile command game?
The problem with that is
Donkey Kong is a witness. I'll just say that now.
It did get to the kill screen of Donkey Kong, but the missile command with the controls there, like, you know, just like it's so just so tempting with the two knobs right there. You know, like you have the point and aim, and like it just it trapped me, it lured me into like an terrible society. So. Commanding missiles, basically.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Mr. John Hurst has been brought before the court today on charges of horrible actions against video games, including playing non-ironically. How do you find him?
Guilty.
Innocent. Centipede's a good game.
Thank you, Todd.
Double guilty. Guilty.
Listen, he's wearing a Rift Tracks T-shirt, so we're pretty much sure he knows exactly what irony is. I'm going to go with guilty, and I'm going to sentence you to nothing but card games for a month. Off you go.
Oh, nothing but bridge. I hate bridge.
Enjoy your pinochle, old man. There's a lot to be said for Jim Rummy. You just have to give it a chance. Ladies and gentlemen, Friendly Town City Court recognizes the following. It's a good look, Judge Ryan. Good look. He was fluffing his hair the entire time, for those listening on the radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the City of Friendly Town recognizes the following court case, the People of Friendly Town very much versus Greg Raines.
Oh, man.
Bring it before the judge.
I know for a fact this isn't your first time in front of a judge.
Hell no.
Oh, no. Listen, Greg, if I can call you that, if that is your real name, this isn't easy for anybody to say in a court of law, but I have real questions about the validity of your jokes. I don't believe you've ever been in a midget bar.
Goddamn midget bar.
Will you please explain to the court and the jury why you think that's funny?
I was drunk in Portland and I walked into a midget bar. It's funny as shit.
That's the first issue of perjury right there. I don't doubt you were drunk. I don't think you were actually in Portland.
We've lived there for 2 years.
You thought you did. Turns out, we did a little digging in the records and you were just behind the pilot light the entire time.
Well, there are a bunch of homeless people behind the pilot light, so that does seem like Portland right there.
There you go. So, second charge I have you on about is this, and I think that I know that some of you listening on the podcast aren't going to know this, but Greg, I want you to explain to the people why you stole the ice cream truck at the Friendly Town playground, and why you decided that you would just go ahead and keep selling ice cream.
Money, money, chink, chink.
Here's the thing. You went to the Hardee's. They're pissed. They have ice cream.
I was too high on mushrooms to remember.
Fair enough. Also, a question for you about this is, would you please explain to me the actions that took place on the night of January 7th at the Juggalo house party?
It was a paid gig and I got paid in Faygo and food stamps.
So you accepted payment from Juggalos?
Yes.
Even though it was Faygo and food stamps?
Well, there was a bunch of spare change too, yeah. So.
Okay, I want to charge you with something. It's going to be perjury because we know Juggalos don't have houses. So there was no house party. But I'll tell you this, what we're going to do is I'm going to throw your case to the jury here. Please tell the jury in your best way you can why you should be allowed to continue to do Juggalo house parties.
I'm not. No, seriously, that was the worst experience ever.
All right, jury, does he have to do them anymore?
More!
No! I think you're guilty of just being that. You're going to have to continue to juggle house parties. That's going to be your new thing. Have fun. Off you go.
Now, considering your history of being a fairly tough but fair judge...
sweeping the town!
Yeah, sweeping the town, tough but fair. He is pretty lucky you didn't make him play the Gathering of the Juggalos. I think that would probably... He would suffer the same fate as Andrew W.K. and other esteemed artists who've had to play the Gathering of the Juggalos. But at any rate...
We love Greg.
We do love Greg. That's why we didn't make him go to the Gathering.
That's right.
But he has to hang out with them in perpetuity.
Doing comedy for Juggalos, that's a pretty harsh sentence right there.
Yeah, I can't imagine anything worse besides the Gathering thing. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have a few more cases to bring in front of this court this evening. Your next case is a doozy. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the case of the people and, well, most of the people versus Liz Brooks.
Whoa, man. Hey, Brooks, how you doing?
I'm here.
Yeah, you're back. Let's get this going. Relax.
I was talking to the air conditioning.
Okay. Liz Brooks, it's always a shame to see somebody like this, like you, have great potential.
And
who continues to find ways to self-sabotage. It's the only thing. It's the only word I have for it, really. I have other words, but they're dirty. The self-sabotage we're going to go with. This is a harsh crime. This is the toughest sentence. This is the toughest jury. This is the tough, whatever the word I'm looking for here. Toughest charge I've ever seen brought before this court.
Oh, you, yay. I
you,
win.
Yeah, you probably might. a big sizzling chair if this works. I don't even know where to begin, but you are actually charged with a conspiracy. Yep. To assist the patriarchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
What possible reason do you have of assisting the patriarchy?
Free stuff.
That is how we get you, yeah. What free stuff were you offered?
This one.
That is a PBR, I believe.
And then this one.
That is something you shouldn't throw on the floor. That's the champagne of beers. It's about to go over there. There you go.
I get drinks and clothes and rent and a dog, which was weird. And
that is weird.
And I mean, like, I'm always friends with dudes, and, like, I don't do girl drama, so...
I'm gonna challenge that statement right now. When you lean into me drunk saying, I don't do girl drama, I feel like that's exactly the definition of girl drama right there.
But, like, you don't, like, understand. Like, all of these, like, finger-painting lesbians from Berkeley... They're like telling me how to live my life, and I don't need feminism. Like, I like 77. That's a pretty number. It's fine. I'm assisting the patriarchy like Trump is helping communism by making it more. Make Russia great again. Make dudes better. That's what I do.
Making dudes better. That would be a cool hat. Would you care to address the follow-up charge, which was... Actually, no, we're not going to address that at all. It seems weird. Would you please explain to the jury, in your best words that you can, why they should also support the patriarchy?
Okay, here's the thing. Free stuff. I'm awesome. Bitches be tripping. And, like, you grab them by the pussy. Like, it's your president. Deal with it, losers. Like, patriarchy is patriarchy because patriarchy. So, like, fuck you. Like, yeah, I'm awesome and I don't have to pay for stuff. And, like, that's like. Female empowerment privilege with hashtag privilege. Like, that's awesome. And I support it. And you know what? You're really cute. So I'm, like, low on money right now. And, like, you know what? Women be bitches. Do you want to put me in my place and help me out? Would that be... Okay? Please?
We'll discuss this in chambers. What are we going to do? I do want to say real quick, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, first I just have a quick question for you, Ms. Brooks, before we turn you loose to the jury here. You said patriarchy is patriarchy is patriarchy.
Word.
If I'm quoting correctly. Would you please tell the jury what your degree is in?
Women's studies.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, how do you find her in the case of Ms. Brooks into conspiracy to promote the patriarchy?
Not guilty.
Fuck yeah!
Do you, girl? Woo!
I'm going to say in a surprise twist, you are not guilty, oddly
yes!
enough.
Yes!
But I will still see you in chambers.
Lock her up.
Oh, that took an interesting turn. That was more of a people for Liz Brooks case. Much less than people against Liz Brooks.
A lot of Robin Hoods on the docket tonight.
Yeah, a lot of white knights. A lot of white knighting going on.
Well, that case was dismissed.
Just threw it right out.
The white knight case.
Yeah. All right. We've got two more cases. How are you doing in terms of stamina? You good on drinks, Judge Ryan? Wait, that's the first time it's ever been said in history. Are you good on drinks, Your Honor?
It's not the first time someone asked me how my stamina is. Tough crowd. But not wrong.
Boom. As the gavel goes boom, I would like to bring your penultimate case in front of this court. Very interesting one. We're not sure if we've seen precedent to this before, but as your bailiff for the night, I'm proud to present, in a weird sort of way, The People versus Alex Linton.
Ooh. Judge Slash, you're on trial for that epic burn of Greg Raines. How do you plead?
I'm not guilty.
That's a lie. We all saw it. There's witnesses.
It wasn't a burn.
It was a pretty sick burn.
Mr. Linton, you are before this court today, I hope, to plead mercy for impersonating a bro.
Bro, like, what are you even talking about? I don't even know. Like, dude, like, I'm chill, bro. I'm chill. I drink Miller. Okay. Yeah, so I was in a fraternity. Okay, whatever. Okay, it's cool. Deke, whatever. What's up? Any Deeks in here yet? No? I'm lonely? I know. They said I was going to buy my friends. That didn't work out.
So you're not impersonating a bro, but does that explain why you're at Hot Topic 18 hours a day?
Judge Slash, do you know what a bro is?
I wouldn't know why you're talking to underage girls at the Hot Topic for 18 hours a day.
I wasn't talking to underage girls at the Hot Topic. I was talking to underage girls at the frat party right now. Yeah.
Really?
Everyone uncomfortable with rupee jokes? Okay, I'll back off.
That's pretty good. It's a pretty good idea. So explain also, please, your collection of Jimmy Buffett albums.
Okay, Jimmy Buffett's like, I'm a parrot head, okay? I fucking love Jimmy Buffett, okay? Like, sometimes, like, it is 5 o'clock somewhere, you know what I mean? Right?
Just sometimes.
It's so weird. 420 blaze every day, bros. Yeah!
If you don't stop that, I think we're all going to stone you.
Too late.
My God. So if you're not impersonating a bro.
Dude, bro's not like an impersonation. Bro's like a lifestyle, you know what I mean? Yeah.
How many Jeeps do you own?
Like, does it even matter? Okay, Jeeps are like, I had a Bronco, dude, because I'm a real bro. I know nothing about cars. I just say things like when my friends are around, I'm like, carburetor, yeah, transmission. Mm-hmm.
What's the worst thing you've ever done as a bro?
Oh, man, how much time do we have?
14 seconds.
14 seconds. Existed. the worst thing I did. I regret that. I really do.
Hey, bro.
A bro, yeah.
Bro, you want to turn to the jury there and tell those sweet, fine people in the jury, those chill-ass people.
Hey, guys, what's up? Oh, yeah. We're having a party later. Y'all want to come over? It'll be cool. We'll have some beers. It'll be fun. Yeah, it'll be chill, dude. Yeah, you guys can come too, I guess. Whatever. What's up? What are you saying? Sorry.
I'll say convince them that you're not a bro.
Bro. Bro beans. Bro sidons. King of your brosians. I stand before you today, not as a bro, but as like the biggest bro, okay? Yeah, I'm a bro, alright? I.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
I'm so lonely. I'm a premature ejaculator. I'm so lonely.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I think you see what stands before you.
Somebody please fuck me. Please. It's been so long. Everybody hates me.
How do you find in the case of Alex Linton?
Bro!
Bro!
USA! USA! USA!
Whatever, bros. I'm going to drink some Bud Lights, okay?
Alrighty. I sentence you to nothing but PBR for a year.
Already done, bro.
Fuck you. Who
Ooh, boy. I've been a bailiff for many years, and that's, I think, the first case where I've seen someone gradually grow into the thing they were being accused of.
It's all in the way you question them.
Yeah, you know, it's a real, real good mind games right there. And, you know, you let him off easy. You know, he hopped into his Jeep and drove away with Alt J blasting. I mean, I think you're pretty lenient there. You know, you got a soft spot.
Well, it's not the worst crime he could have committed. Going back to the White Knight case that was dropped.
Yeah, he could have bromided some pretty bad bro crimes. All right, so let's see. According to my docket, which is invisible right here,
Favorite one.
We have one more case, and I don't know if you can handle it. We got one more defendant, and he's a character. I don't know if you've seen someone quite like this before. There's a rumor that he's actually going to be later tonight. If you set him free, he's going to be like having sex with an invisible person tonight at Modern Studio after this.
Okay.
And that's just the thing he does. I'm not here to judge him. He's taking part in the air sex show, which you guys should all head over to after we're done here up at Modern Studio. But he's here tonight, and he's actually one of the founding fathers of Friendly Town. So for my sake, if you just want to go a little bit easy on him. He's not one of the founding. He's one of the council members of Friendly Town, and we just keep him around because we're afraid of what's going to happen if we cast him astray. He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
He's a good boy, is he?
Yeah, no, he's a nice guy. So I'm just
he started saying, this show.
No, he didn't start the show, but
he's a part of this show.
Yeah, he's one of the producers of the show,
and he has sex with the air.
Yes, he has sex with invisible beings. I don't know what they're supposed to be, but that's happening later tonight at least.
Bring it on.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, your final case of the first night of Friendly Town Goes to Court, The People versus St. Thomas Ledoux.
Order in this court. Bring that up there. Oh, Lord.
I'm a good boy. You hear that, Your Honor?
I'm just looking at you and I'm adding charges as we go. First, we're going to talk about that mustache. The People versus Your Mustache is the first case we're going to do. Defend that.
I'll tell you what happened. I was shaving one day. I got about halfway done. I come out to the old lady. I say, hey, what'd you think of this? She goes, looks fine. I didn't feel like finishing. So she came to like it. You know, it's you can pleasure a woman a certain way.
By leaving?
You got them, by leaving? No, that's how she pleasured me, but
there you go. Well, I just want to say, do you ever feel concerned that your mustache may require you to register on websites and introduce yourself to neighbors?
Really, I'm just concerned that I'll live if I get my dignity back.
Well, fair enough.
If that's all it fucking took, if I just had to sign a fucking web page, shake a few hands, I do it, all right? But all right. Well, I'll never be able to give back what I took.
Mr. St. Ledoux. Mr. St. Ledoux, there's an issue that is before us at this point. You were laid off from the Friendly Town Cabbage Factory. And apparently went on quite a tirade in town. Drawing horrible graffiti symbols on store fronts across the city. Please explain to us, first of all, what those graffiti symbols were meant to represent.
A man dedicates his whole life to cabbage? What doesn't it represent? I poured my whole life up and down. I lost a marriage. I don't have a relationship with my family. I got nothing. My career? Kaput. That's all I had. Cabbage. I had cabbage. I had kimchi. I had chow chow. I had coleslaw. I had all these things. You put them on anything, it makes it taste fresh and delicious and adds texture. And I gave everything for that. And then they just took it away from me. I can't transfer to the rival cabbage factory. There's only one. So I'll spray whatever the hell I feel like on all these walls. Because I got too many feelings to keep inside.
Mr. Saint, I'm okay with the graffiti. It's the horrible murder and arson that followed.
Feelings get out of hand sometimes.
Can you explain? Here's the part I don't understand. If you were working in cabbages, why did you burn down the Reuben factory?
They denied my application. All right, I came in there and said, listen, man, I got a long career in cabbage. I was thinking about making a transfer to Reuben. You know, cabbage didn't really make my bet. They didn't even call me back. So, you know, fuck them. I ain't got time to deal with no poses. All right, I got money to make. I got bills to pay. All right, so take my application or I'll burn your factory to the goddamn ground. So, they knew that was coming. I told them that when I left. So they had fair warning.
Actually, I have found in the Friendly Town statutes, that's actually correct. You are not guilty of arson of the factory because you did warn them you were going to burn.
Yeah, you are.
You were going to burn, as I quote, that motherfucker to the ground. Yeah. And that's actually legal by the 1887 statute.
You know, they always said you were a fair judge, and I'm sorry to have ever doubted you. You're really proving yourself today. This is
It's a pleasure to meet a man of such integrity and drunkenness. I wish you had worn pants to court today. But I do want to just say
they don't breathe.
We're good. I know. I understand.
Yeah, man, it starts chafing. It gets
back when I could zip the robe. Things were a different world. And we're going to find you innocent, sir, Mr. Saint, Mr. Thomas, Mr. Ledoux, of these charges of arson and murder and cabbage-related graffiti. You're free to go, except
all right.
Except you are going to have to do some community service for having non-consensual sex with air.
All right, listen, how do you consent to air? All right, they tell me, they say, sign up for this show, the Essex Championship. They say it starts at 7:30, then 8:30 comes around, it hasn't started yet. And you try to get a little practice in, you know, you don't know what it is. You're already running late, you're feeling antsy, that beer's coming off. Oh, who do I write to? What do I petition? Is there a coin slot somewhere I can turn the air on? How do I have sex with that? I didn't even whip it out. How would I not have? What the hell? It's just, it's miming, man. It's just,
you're doing it now.
Oh, shit.
In a court of law, non-consensual air sex.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, how do you find Mr. Saint, Mr. Thomas, Mr. Ledoux? Well, certainly not have any coleslaw on them anymore, or cabbage, sauerkraut, whatever we're calling it today. So, Mr. Ledoux, Mr. Saint, Mr. Thomas, you are free to go from the victimless crime of arson and murder. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Oh, goodness. Your Honor, it's been quite an evening, hasn't it?
Everybody's guilty as hell.
Yeah. Of having a good time.
You know it! Also for coming here.
Yeah. I would like to levy one more charge. Sure. It is against Judge Shane Ryan for being the best jam party judge we've ever had here in Friendly Town. I think we can all. I think we're all going to just go ahead and just jump to a guilty plea. How do you plead to this charge?
I tell you what, if I had my CNC Music Factory ready to go, I would plead guilty as hell. But I'll throw myself at your mercy.
Everybody jumps now. How great would it be if that was just the rest of the show? Just us doing that. Just
and four people walk in and see that. Yeah. No context whatsoever.
And one of them was Martha Wash. Like that, the woman who sang every... Okay, whatever.
You ruined
the Weather
it.
Girls? No, I didn't. You ruined it.
I ruined it.
You ruined it, Judge. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Friendly Town Goes to Court. Did you have a good time today? Are you guilty? sentence I can levy on you all is follow us on Facebook. That's a sentence, right? Like, that's a bit of a punishment. We're at Friendly Town Knoxville on Facebook. Just look it up. Just look us up at Friendly Town. It's just facebook.com/Friendly Town Knoxville. And be good to each other. Have a great night. Get home safe. Thanks again to the Pilot Light. Thanks again to VG's Bakery for that amazing angel food cake earlier. Join us next week. Join us next week in honor of Memorial Day. We will have some real local Friendly Town war veterans sharing their stories from fake Friendly Town wars.
This won't get disturbing at all.
Yeah, that's gonna be a lot of fun. That's gonna be next Monday night right here, same time, same place. And folks, as I have mentioned, you can go see St. Thomas Ledoux. I think maybe I'm not sure. I think Liz Brooks maybe and a couple of people you've seen perform tonight at Modern Studio right after this. Head on over there for the Air Sex Championship, starring New Orleans great comedian Chris True as the host. It's the local chapter, local tour stop of the Air Sex Championships. Head on over to Modern Studio. I know I'm going to be going, and a couple other people here are also going to be heading over there. So join us for a fun time tonight. Two comedy shows, two great shows in one night in Knoxville, Tennessee. Who would have thought, ladies and gentlemen?
Crazy.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. And please, one more time for my good buddy, Judge Shane Ryan. You are not allowed to take that wig off, ever. Like, you're just going to have to go to work tomorrow and not even address it. Don't even address the wig.
I've already worn it to work once.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't address the wig. Don't let your boss ask you what's wrong with you. Don't ask your boss. And just say, what wig? You know, when he brings up the wig. This has been a blast. Friendly Town Goes to Court is no longer in session. Have a good night. Be good to each other. See you next week. Bye-bye.